This is Meat.
Good afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1 on South Prospect Street, ready to go for another show. Well, I hope you all have had a good week. I hope you all are healthy, wealthy, and wise, or at least healthy and wise, as the case may be. Hey, it's feeling pretty good out there today. Rather nice day as we kick off the month of March on this March the 2nd, 56 degrees here in Marion. And hey, it's good to have you all tuned in today. We got a visitor here in the studio. Are you here to pick up a prize? Okay, right here for Wendy's, right? Okay, we got ya. Oh, downtown. Yeah, we moved last summertime. We're right here on South Prospect Street now. So, oh, okay. Well, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Hey, it's good to meet ya. Thank you so much. Enjoy. Alrighty, and price pickup hours are right now from 4 to 5 here at WWGH Radio, and so you can swing in. And speaking of swinging in, since we are open for price pickup hours from 4 to 5, next week is my birthday, right on March the 9th, Wednesday. So we're having some desserts that you can stop in next week here at 523 South Prospect Street. Just swing in during price pickup hours from 4 to 5. Have yourself some dessert and say hello for my birthday. We're going to be doing that next week, so just plan on stopping by 523 South Prospect Street during our prize pickup hours from 4 to 5 right here during Offbeat News and Trivia. I want to say thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays, 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. And I went to see Rick on Monday. Got my hair cut once again. Usually get it cut about once a month. It was getting long, so I had to have Rick fix me up down there at Waldo Barbershop. He's always good for a good conversation as you get your hair cut. So thank you so much to Rick and Waldo Barbershop for supporting the broadcast. It is 4:22 on a Wednesday afternoon, March the 2nd. Glad you're tuned in. Nate Redmond here in Air Chair 1 on Offbeat News and Trivia. Today I'm giving away a gift card to McDonald's. $5 gift card to McDonald's. We'd love for you to play trivia with us. We've got trivia questions for you. Easy ones today at 740-383-9944. That's my number. 740-383-9944. Here's how we run it. Everybody's welcome. All you need to do for a chance to win is just call me, answer a trivia question. I will put you in a drawing, and at 4:55 this afternoon, we will draw a winner. And if you win, I will send this gift card right in the mail to your door. Okie dokie. So that's how that works for trivia this afternoon. Appreciate you so much listening to the program at your favorite radio station, 107.1 FM, WWGH Radio. Looks like somebody's on the line. We'll find out who's here. Hi, we're on the air. Hi, we're on the air. Go ahead. Nope, that's another ghost call coming in. If that was you, you can try back during trivia. Here we go with our first trivia question. What ice cream flavor has been the most popular in the United States for more than 200 years? What ice cream flavor has been the most popular in the United States for more than 200 years? Girl Scouts have been selling cookies since 1917. What flavor were the first Girl Scout cookies? Girl Scouts have been selling cookies since 1917. What flavor were the first Girl Scout cookies? 740-383-9944 is my number. Call and play for a chance to win a gift card to McDonald's. During the 1904 World's Fair in St. Louis, Missouri, a vendor rolled up a waffle-like pastry, creating one of the world's first what? Can you tell me the answer to that one? Hi, we're on the air.
Vanilla.
Vanilla is the right answer. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good, good. And who is this?
Noah.
That's who I thought it was, but I just wanted to check. Noah, how is your day going today, buddy?
Good.
Good. Now, how was...
I got a mattress, and it's comfy.
You got a new mattress? All
yep.
right. And it's a comfy one.
Yep. And it came with this card.
It did? Wow. All
gift
right.
card.
It came with a gift card, huh?
Yep.
Oh, even better. So did you win it or did somebody buy it for you?
No, I didn't win this mattress.
Oh, great.
Me and Pat bought it.
Okay, all right. Well, how fun is that? I'm glad it's nice and comfortable for you. You can sleep at night and have good dreams, right?
Yeah, I'm going to go to sleep now.
Okay, all right. Well, Noah, it's good to talk to you. And you have a good night now, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right, I think he's going off the dreamland a little bit early, catching an afternoon nap. 4:25 on a Wednesday afternoon, offbeat news and trivia. My name is Nate Redmond. During the 1904 World's Fair in St. Louis, Missouri, a vendor rolled up a waffle-like pastry, creating one of the world's first what? Hi, we're on the air.
Was it Thin Mints?
It is Thin Mints is a correct answer. Now, are you a fan of Girl Scout cookies?
Yeah, but I like the peanut butter ones, the Do-Si-Do.
The Do-Si-Dos are my favorites, as a matter of fact. Those are really good.
Yeah.
I've had a hard time finding those this year.
Well, I have. Sometimes Walmart will sell them.
They'll
have
okay.
the girls out front.
Okay. I found some Girl Scouts selling cookies in Delaware, but they didn't have those. So I'll have to keep looking around, see if I can get some this year.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. What's that, Terry? $5 a box. $5 a box. I bought me two boxes. I bought the new s'mores ones. And I'm telling you what, folks, those ones are delicious. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, Nate, would that be a funnel cake?
Funnel cake, that's right. Yes, indeed. Now, are you a fan of funnel cakes?
Oh, yeah, I like them.
Oh, those are really good, Lee. Yeah. Yeah, now, sometimes they'll go a little crazy on the toppings. I've had a s'mores topping. I've had cherry cheesecake toppings. I mean, they've got all kinds of toppings nowadays.
I've normally just seen them with powdered sugar on it.
Yep, just plain old powdered sugar.
I think you gotta pay extra for the toppings, don't you?
Yeah, you do. You have to pay a little extra.
Yeah. How's car doing for you?
The car's been doing okay. I haven't had any problems with it since that one week, so it's been starting up okay for me.
It's strange how stuff happens like that, isn't it?
It is strange.
It might not ever happen to you again, but...
I know. It's just unbelievable how those things work.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping it doesn't, because I really don't want to pay for repair.
Your car must be a female. What do you think?
I don't know.
I'm going to have all the females listening
You're getting everybody mad, Lee.
Yeah, jumping on my case, ain't I?
That's right, Lee. I'm going to give out your phone number so you take the blame.
Yeah.
You said it, buddy. You said it.
Yep.
All right, Lee. It's good to talk to you, buddy. You take it easy, okay?
Okay, have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. 4:28 on a Wednesday afternoon, and it's comfortable outside. Our studio's right now 56 degrees as we roll through the program together. Just me and you having a good time playing trivia. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, ice cream cones.
Right, ice cream cones. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm not doing too bad.
Good, good. Enjoying this warmer temperatures?
Yeah, I've been outside a little bit today.
Yeah, it's a good day to be out and maybe do a little bit of yard work. I know I need to pick up sticks, but I need a new wheelbarrow so I can take them back to my woods.
Oh, yeah.
My other wheelbarrow, the handle broke off, and then it started falling apart on me.
Oh, my.
So it's time for a new wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
But my mom said something about maybe trying to get one for my birthday next week, so I'm hoping for a new wheelbarrow.
Yeah, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be. So we'll see. Maybe just in time to pick up sticks.
Right.
We didn't lose. Did you lose any branches during the ice storm?
No, a few, but.
Yeah, the neighbors lost a big one, and it came down and took down, it wasn't a power line, because we didn't lose electricity. It must have been their cable or something or other.
No,
I'm not
yeah.
exactly sure what line it was that came down. But, yeah, it was over on their property. They had themselves a mess. It was a big one. They had to hack it up with a chainsaw.
Yeah.
Now, those things can be a mess, can't they?
Oh, they can.
All right. Well, good talking to you, sir. You take it easy now.
All right. You have a nice evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Hey, and a mummy, to make a mummy, ancient Egyptians removed all the organs from the body except for what? To make a mummy, ancient Egyptians removed all the organs from the body except for what? Queen Anne's Revenge was the flagship of which pirate? Queen Anne's Revenge was the flagship of which pirate? Which president held office for the longest time? Which president held office for the longest time? Who has been the tallest U.S. president to date? Who has been the tallest U.S. president to date? 740-383-9944. Call me, play some trivia, and we're giving away a McDonald's gift card today at 4:55 this afternoon, and all you need to do for a chance to win is just call me, answer a trivia question. I'll put you in the drawing with the folks that have called, and we'll get you signed up for a chance to win. 4:31, that's 29 minutes more of offbeat news and trivia that you have to listen to this afternoon, and we appreciate the phone calls very much. Love talking to the audience out there. Hi, we're on the air.
It was Lincoln.
It sure was. That's a correct answer. Very good. Thank you very much.
All right.
Bye-bye. All righty. Abraham Lincoln, I believe he was like 6'2 to 6'4, something like that. Tallest president to date. Even taller when he wore his top hat. Hi, we're on the air.
FDR.
FDR was the president that held for the longest time. Correct. How are you today?
I am awesome.
Good, good. And what is your first name?
Tammy.
Tammy. All right, Tammy. It's good to hear from you today. I appreciate you taking the time to call in.
No problem.
Hey, thanks so much. You have a good evening now.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right, Tammy. We'll join you to the list of folks that have rang in here this afternoon on this March the 2nd. You know, I know several people that March is their favorite month. March is my birthday month, but it's not my favorite month. I think my favorite month is probably June. I like the temperatures of June, and the leaves are on the trees. Everything's green. I can put my flowers out front, and I just like June. It's not terribly, terribly hot yet, like July and August. But hey, next week, hey, we're open normally from 4 to 5 for prize pickups. So I'm opening up the studio for you to stop by real quick and pick up some dessert in honor of my birthday, which is next Wednesday, March the 9th. We're at 523 South Prospect Street, so make plans to stop by and grab you some dessert to go right here at the station. So you can stop by real quick, say hello, grab some dessert. And so that will be next week, March the 9th, 523 South Prospect Street. If you don't know where that's at, why, between now and then, you can drive around and find it. You can see our sign out front. It's easy to find as you come up the one-way street on South Prospect Street. Just look for the WWGH 107.1 FM sign. And you can find us and make plans to stop by and have some dessert for my birthday next week and say hello. Love to have you swing by the station here. 434. And we'd love to talk to you next here on the phone lines at 740-383-9944. Pastor Craig made it into the studio. How you doing, Pastor Craig?
I'm doing good.
Good. Hey, we've got the Live at 5 show with no name coming up, 5:15 to 6, and we have a little something to talk about, don't we?
Yes, we do. We have a little something to talk about, and I also want to mention real quick, I'm sporting a haircut from Waldo Barbershop.
Hey, you made it down there.
Yeah, so I stopped in on Thursday, got my haircut, and so I'm looking good.
Yes, you are. You are. I noticed you had a haircut, so I was kind of curious if you went, but I wasn't for sure.
Yep, absolutely. Rick's the man.
Rick's the man, isn't he? He's a nice guy to talk to, isn't
absolutely.
He? He's good for good conversation. He's got a nice shop with a lot of Army paraphernalia, doesn't he?
That's right.
Yeah, so it's a fun place to get a haircut.
And he said that in the future, I can have any haircut I want as often as I want. He's just going to run a tab, and he said, I know Nate will take care of that when he comes in.
Right. Wasn't that nice? That was nice. Hey, I've got some offbeat fun facts for you. Mr. Zong of Xing, China, proposed to his girlfriend in the street by creating delicate hearts and an elaborate Cupid's arrow out of her favorite fruit. Although she picked up one of the fruits and ate it, she ultimately walked off, rejecting him. How'd you like to set that all up and your girlfriend says no? When Samantha Hess of Portland, Oregon opened Cuddle Up To Me, a store charging customers $1 a minute for a therapeutic hug, she received 10,000 emails for customers in the first week, all of whom were over 18, booking hugs lasting anywhere between 15 minutes and a maximum of 5 hours. After the Dutch army ran short of ammunition in 2015, its soldiers had to shout, bang, bang, during training exercises because they were out of bullets. So that's what they had to do for exercises. Hi, we're on the air.
Templeman Lincoln.
That's right. That's right. How are you today?
Good.
Good. Is this Lucas?
No.
No? Who's this?
Lucas.
I thought that's who this was. How was your day today, Lucas?
Good.
Good. You have a good day at school?
Yes.
Good, good. And you've been enjoying that math, I'll bet.
Yeah.
All right. Getting good grades in that math. That's wonderful.
I've been getting A's.
Good. I'm glad you've been getting those A's. I'd always get a B, and I was always sad when I got a B when I was younger. But when I got older, I was okay with a B. But I'm glad you're getting A's. That's wonderful. Well, hey, I'm glad you called, and you have a good evening now, okay?
Okay.
All right. And call again, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. There we go. We've got some folks signed up for this McDonald's gift card today. And been a while since I've been out and had a Big Mac, for sure. Well, this is definitely an offbeat story. I thought twice about sharing this, and I thought, Why not? Six students from the University of Reykjavik, Iceland, rather, have created a shampoo made from cow's urine. They came up with the idea after discovering historical records detailing how women actually added cow's urine to their water to clean their hair and make it look shiny. Some people will try anything. If I saw that ingredient in my shampoo, I would definitely say I'll pass for sure. All right, we have some offbeat news for you right here in our offbeat stack. An Iraqi man became a Guinness World Record holder by balancing 18 eggs on the back of his hand. Ibrahim Siddiq took on the record in Iraq and managed to equal the one previously set by Jack Harris of Britain in May 2020, making him the new co-holder of the record, Guinness announced. Siddiq said he became fascinated by the art of balancing after watching a video of a man stalking rocks in nature. "It was amazing to watch," Siddiq told Guinness. "I started balancing stuff around me and discovered that I was really good at it. After a while, I became even faster in balancing than people I watched online." So, he said he practiced 4 days a week while preparing for his record attempt. Guinness rules required Siddiq to keep the eggs in place for at least 5 seconds without dropping any. So, brand new record holder for ya. A pair of adventurers also set a new Guinness World Record by taking a 97-day, 35,770-mile journey across the United States in an electric vehicle. Rainier Setlow, a professional long-distance driver from Germany, and Derek Collins began their journey on July 13, 2021 at Volkswagen headquarters in Virginia. The men drove their Volkswagen ID.4 through 49 states before ending their journey on October 18th back at the Volkswagen building. Guinness announced Wednesday that the trip officially set the world record for the longest journey by electric vehicle in a single country. Zetlow and Collins said they visited more than 600 Volkswagen dealerships during the trip and made more than 200 stops to charge the vehicle's battery. My dad was actually looking at some electric vehicles today. He was thinking, maybe I'll buy one. And they look pretty cool, I'll have to admit. Doctors at a New York hospital said a man who came in complaining of difficulty breathing through his right nostril was found to have a tooth growing in his nasal cavity. Dr. Segar Khanna and Michael Turner, surgeons with Mount Sinai Health System in New York, said in a case study published in the New England Journal of Medicine that the 38-year-old man told doctors he had been having trouble breathing through his right nostril for several years. Doctors discovered he had a deviated septum, a condition in which the partition began between nasal passages is pushed to one side, and a rhinoscopy conducted with a small camera discovered the cause, a tooth growing on the floor of the right nostril. Well, he had the surgery, it's all done, and he says he feels much, much better, I guess, after having a tooth growing there. 4:41 on a Wednesday afternoon, you're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. My name is Nate Redmond, and we are sitting right now outside our studios here in Marion, Ohio, at a comfortable 56 degrees. I want to remind you, next week is my birthday, March the 9th, and since we're open for prize pickup from 4 to 5 right during this Offbeat News and Trivia show, we're going to be having some desserts here, so you're welcome to stop by real quick and say hello and grab some desserts. We're at 523 South Prospect Street, so plan on stopping by and saying hi. We'd love to see you. All right, and we are doing trivia, giving away a McDonald's gift card here at 4:55 this afternoon, and here's the trivia that we have for you to call and answer. To make a mummy, ancient Egyptians removed all the organs from the body except the what? To make a mummy, ancient Egyptians removed all the organs from the body except the what? Queen Anne's Revenge was the flagship of which pirate? Queen Anne's Revenge was the flagship of which pirate? Before Theodore Roosevelt gave the White House its name in 1901, what had the President's House been called? Before Theodore Roosevelt gave the White House its name in 1901, what had the President's home been called? What is the President's helicopter called? Not the jet, not Air Force One. What is the President's helicopter called? Known for his sweet tooth, Ronald Reagan kept a large jar of what kind of candy in the Oval Office? Known for his sweet tooth, President Reagan kept what kind of candy in the Oval Office? What was the Titanic's final destination supposed to have been? What was the Titanic's final destination supposed to have been? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a call, and I'll put you in the drawing for a chance to win a McDonald's gift card. Hi, we're on the air.
Hey, Kev. Jelly beans.
Jelly beans is right. Thank you very much. That's a good answer.
Yep.
All right. We'll talk to you. Bye-bye. Yes, and I just love good jelly beans. They're something I don't keep in the house often because I just love to just keep them in a jar and eat them. All righty, I'm going to thank our supporter in just a moment. We're going to catch this call here. Hi, we're on the air. Hi, we're on the air. Go ahead.
What was that, Titanic?
Yes, the Titanic's final destination was supposed to have been where? Well, we just couldn't quite get connected up there. If you were trying, I heard Titanic. What was the Titanic's final destination supposed to have been? If you'd like to answer that question, give me a call back. It's 445. Thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast and for cutting Pastor Craig's hair. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thank you so much to Waldo Barbershop for supporting the broadcast. Hi, we're on the air.
Well, hello there, Nate.
Hey, how are ya?
Somewhere in between fabulous and fantastic. How about you?
Well, I am doing great. I don't know. Where does that land me on the scale?
I can only speak for myself, Nate.
Okay. Well, great on a scale from 1 to 10 lands me at about an 8.5, I think. So I'm pretty good.
How about heart?
How about heart? For, let me see.
The mummy
is, yes. Yeah, I had to look because even, you know, I get to going through these and I forget. A heart is a correct answer on
well,
that.
Well, I knew it wasn't the brain because yeah. I remember in, like, school looking at those pictures where they would take the coat hangers up through their nose and pull their brains out. So I knew it wasn't the brain.
They used to actually have a real mummy on display down at the Ohio Historical Museum. Yeah.
That would be creepy.
It was kind of creepy. And then I forget, there was some complaints about exactly the origin of where it came from, so they had to take it out.
Ugh.
Yeah, but it was right there in the front as soon as you walked in for several years, as a matter of fact. So, you got any plans for tonight? Anything you're going to do? Going to be out on the town, or are you just going to relax?
I got to go to Big Lots and pick up the replacement cushion for my couch. I don't really like putting my dogs in the cage, so I leave them out when I go to work. Kind of like, they have chewed things up before, so they were on, like, doggy probation. And never again. They're going to go in the cage every time that I go to work because Friday when I came home from work, it looked like it snowed in my front room, there were fuzz everywhere. They ate a couch cushion.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Yeah, like they just ate it. I couldn't even find, I found like bits and pieces of it, but most of it was just gone. I think they really ate it.
Oh, boy. Oh,
so, but luckily, the Big Lots said, well, your couch is under warranty, so just stop out. We have a replacement cushion. You can just have it.
Hey, that's all right.
Isn't that great when things work out like that?
It sure is. That's what you call good customer service.
Right on.
We love it.
Enjoy the sunshine, Nate.
Hey, I will. I just love it.
Makes
my day, I don't know, I guess we're getting that extra, vitamin C, vitamin D, whatever it is.
Yeah, it's kind of like the sun's like a natural, like Prozac, like everybody gets in a good mood as soon as, like, the sun comes out.
Yeah, it can just stay out as far as I'm concerned. We'll take it. Well, hey, you get that couch cushion and get that couch looking good again, and we'll just get those little doggies in line.
Yeah, they can go back to Cageville. All right,
toodles. Okay, we'll see you. Bye-bye. All right, there's our friend Sarah right there checking in with us here at Offbeat News and Trivia. And we have about 6 minutes until we do our drawing here this afternoon on the radio program. And feel free to give me a buzz here, answer one of these questions, and we'll get you in. Hey, when you get a chance, we've had some nice response about the Cardinal tour that Pastor Craig took around Marion. And that was a lot of fun that you took, wasn't it, Pastor?
Yes, it was. I really enjoyed it. I can't wait for the rest of the Cardinals to come out.
Yeah. Well, if folks want to see those Cardinals, they can visit my website, radionate.webs.com. That's WEBS, radionate.webs.com. On the right-hand side, scroll down, Pastor Craig's Cardinal Tour, and they can just cruise right through. Check out everything that you took.
That's right.
You took some great pictures.
Thank you.
I think they can just get an idea of what's going on in the Marion downtown.
And they can look at it from the comfort of their home.
Absolutely. Just get out, and we're smartphone friendly, too. So you can look at it from your smartphone or your desktop computer or your tablet. However you want to do it.
That's right.
We just aim to please, don't
we? That's right.
Right here at your favorite radio station, WWGH Radio. Hey, it is March the 2nd. Time to find out what happened on this day in history. In the year 1836, Texas declared its independence from Mexico, and an interim government was formed. 1861, the U.S. Congress created the territory of Nevada. 1866, the Excelsior Needle Company began making sewing machine needles. 1887, the American Trotting Association was organized in Detroit, Michigan. 1899, Mount Rainier National Park in Washington was established by the U.S. Congress. 1901, the first telegraph company in Hawaii opened. 1903, the Martha Washington Hotel opened for business in New York City. 1929, the U.S. Court of Customs and Patent Appeals was created by the U.S. Congress. 1974, postage stamps jumped from 8 to 10 cents for first-class mail. And in 1983, the USSR performed an underground nuclear test. Now, it doesn't say what year, but I think today is actually also Dr. Seuss's birthday. 'Cause my wife at her daycare center is actually celebrating Wacky Wednesday in honor of Dr. Seuss's birthday, and they all wore mismatching clothes today. So they all look pretty wacky today, as a matter of fact. She sent me pictures of her kids there, and they all look pretty wacky. And she dressed, she wore a tie-dye shirt with a bright yellow sweater and a, let's see, leopard print scarf. So she was pretty wacky today on this Wacky Wednesday. I was going to do something with Wacky Wednesday, but this show's already wacky. So there you go.
Terry wears mismatched clothes every day.
No. You know, know, I try to match, and I was going through my clothes, and the shirt I've got on the back collar, which you can't see, they have orange. I thought, well, orange and blue looks pretty good, so I slapped on an orange t-shirt with it, and I thought, well, that's not too wacky. I thought orange and blue look fairly okay.
And they go with the green on your headphones.
Yeah, it actually does. Yeah, so it's not too horrible.
No.
And the the green headphones, they just stand right out,
don't they? Yes, they do.
I had these at the other radio station I worked for up north, and not these, but a pair of turquoise, and I got on the turquoise headphones. So I don't know why, but just turquoise headphones.
It fits.
They're radiogenic, is what it is, you know. Radiogenic is, yes. So I just stick with the turquoise headphones there. All right, hey, it's time to head down with me, down my imaginary hallway to my imaginary classroom. I've saved a seat just for you, and you can just have a seat right there. And I have written this week's Weird Word of the Week on the chalkboard. And today's weird word is frowsy. Frowsy, F-R-O-W-Z-Y. It's an adjective. It means dirty and untidy. Frowsy. It was first recorded in 1675 to 1685. So frowsy is an old word. So if you want to call somebody dirty and untidy, there's your word. And you might be able to do that without them actually know what you're calling them. And if they get mad when they look it up, just say you learned it right here, and they can call me and get on me for it, right? So you can just do it that way. Hey, we are 30 seconds away from doing our drawing, giving away a McDonald's gift card this afternoon. If you're the winner, we will send this in the mail right to your door. I want to thank everybody for calling in. Want to say thank you as I knock my papers on the floor. Want to say thank you to Sarah and Lucas and Tammy. And I want to say thank you to David and Lee and Judy C. and Noah for calling in this afternoon. I do appreciate you all ringing my phone lines. And we are at 4:55, right on time to mix everybody up and see who we've got. All right, turn everybody over upside down. And here we go. David, you are the winner today. David, congratulations. We will send this McDonald's card in the mail right to your door. David, congratulations. Everybody else, thank you so much for calling. I wish I could send a gift card to all of you as well. And I just appreciate it very much. I want to tell you that next week, the station is open from 4 to 5 for regular business hours for prize pickup. So I'm having some desserts here for my birthday next week, March the 9th. So mark your calendars to swing by 523 South Prospect Street next week. Have some desserts here for you to stop by real quick and pick up and say hi. And so you can stop by the station here. If you've never been, you can just see the studio real quick and say hello. That's 523 South Prospect Street next week. We'll have some desserts right here for you for my birthday, and you can say hi. So plan on coming down and saying hello. We'd love to hear and see you next week. All right, it's time for Ladies' Corner. And as always, we have a recipe for you. And today we have cream cheese bacon crescents. You can find this on my Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/RadioNate. Facebook.com/RadioNate. It doesn't have a lot of ingredients this week. Here's what you need. One tub, that's 8 ounces of Philadelphia chive and onion cream cheese. 3 slices cooked Oscar Mayer bacon crumbled. 2 cans, 8 ounces each of refrigerated crescent dinner rolls. Here's how to make it. Heat your oven to 375. Mix cream cheese and bacon until blended. Unroll crescent dough. Separate each can of dough into 8 triangles. Cut each triangle lengthwise in half. Spread with cream cheese mixture, adding about a teaspoon of cream cheese mixture to each triangle. Roll up, starting at short side of each triangle. Place point sides down on baking sheet. Bake 12 to 15 minutes or until golden brown. Serve warm. And you have your cream cheese bacon crescents. Now, if you don't have the internet and you would like this recipe, just let me know. Call me, let me know. I will send a hard copy right to your door. Just give me your address and I'll send it to you. Be happy to do that. Otherwise, you can find this Facebook.com/RadioNate. Facebook.com/RadioNate is where you can find it. Well, we are ready to go with Live at 5, the show with no name, coming up 5:15 until 6 o'clock. We're ready to go with whatever we decide to talk about today. We don't know. Well, we know one thing we're going to talk about, but other than that, we don't know. We'll just make it up as we go along is how we roll right here. So that show is coming up right at you. Find us on Facebook. Just search Radio Nate. While you're there, click the follow or like button. We post interesting things to show up in your news feed. Don't forget, that's Radio Nate on Facebook. You can search it or go to facebook.com/RadioNate on Facebook. My email address is RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. That's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. You might find something interesting that you'd like to send me, that you would like to have me share on the program. I would definitely consider it. RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. Once again, thanks to our supporter, Waldo Barbershop. We appreciate it very much. We are here every Wednesday afternoon from 4:15 until 5 o'clock with offbeat news and trivia. This is Drive Time. We're here 4:15 until 6 o'clock with both the programs. That's Offbeat News and Trivia, and Live at 5, the show with no name. We like to call this section of the broadcast afternoon Drive Time, and we appreciate you being on board for that. Well, like I said, stick around. We've got the show with no name coming up straight ahead at you, and a lot of great programming throughout the evening as well. So this is the place to be, WWGH 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. We'll be back with Live at 5, the show with no name, coming straight at you. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to WWGH.